When justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers. Hello everyone, it's your friend Raimi over in Freed. Your single may or may not sound kinda gross? Don't worry, it's not a problem with your receiver. Smith actually helped me encrypt the signal. I don't really know how, but he did.
I could go into detail if you want.
I'll take you up on that offer later. Right now we have this huge mess of files to sift through. What even is all of this?
I don't know. I grabbed as many other files as I could and just made copies. I have some things on these SD cards, too. Can that computer over there read them?
I have no idea. All I know it can do is save our broadcast. So, maybe?
We'll have to try. I'll check it out while you start looking through those files.
Sounds good. Well, listeners, this might be exciting for you. We're technically committing corporate espionage right now, which hasn't happened since at least the Cold War. You're listening to history being made.
That's not true. Corporate espionage continued well into World War III.
You know, I don't even know enough about history to challenge that, so I'll forgive you for interrupting me.
Thank you.
Ezra and Aaron are in the bunker, listeners. Smith said he has reason to believe Asclepius was keeping tabs on the bunker as well. So, while Smith and I pore through the files here, I thought it would be a good idea for them to look through the files in the bunker. That way we can cross-reference our findings and see if anything matches up.
That wasn't the reason. You said you wanted us to go to the bunker because you're scared of it.
How can you remember that?
Because I knew I could use it to tease you.
Anyway, let's get this show on the road. Find anything yet, Smith?
Yes, but it's some bad news. The files are encrypted. I don't know why I thought they wouldn't be.
Can you decrypt them?
Fortunately, yes. I was working in cybersecurity before everything went south. Don't know how long it'll take, though.
Sounds like a plan. I'll start digging through these. Ezra, Aaron, just chime in whatever you think you find something.
Will do.
Smith? This file just looks like it's finance reports.
I told you, I just grabbed whatever I could.
Are all of these finance reports?
I don't know, but hey, even if it is, I'm sure it would shed some light on what they're doing. There's always a trail somewhere.
I think the most interesting thing about these finance reports... Wow, okay, that's something I thought I'd never say. But anyway, the interesting thing is... They're still using the old currency. I thought people lost faith in that. I couldn't use any of my savings to get anything back in Pennsylvania before I left. It was all bartering.
They still accepted it, and that's all that mattered. People would pay anything if it meant they could stay safe.
That's so... Wait... There's an acronym for where they kept their money. ANB? What does that stand for?
Asclepius National Bank, I think.
They made a bank for themselves?
Not just themselves, that's where all my pay went.
They gave you money, and you gave it right back to them?
Yep. Not a lot of fit in the other banks around the East Coast, although I think some of them are still being used. I'm surprised you didn't know this already, Raimi.
They didn't pay me. I was just an intern, apparently. Another thing to put on my list of reasons why I hate Asclepius.
That list is just gonna keep getting bigger.
I can see. Let's see. Lots of lines dedicated to employee salaries. God, they had a lot of employees.
That's what happens when you're the only company around for miles.
I guess so. Jeez. It's just pages upon pages of employees. No expenditures. I guess there's not much to buy if they own everything, huh?
If I were you, I'd recommend looking at what departments the employees were in. Find out what they had a lot of people working on and work backwards from there. That's how we could get the most info out of all of this.
Good idea. Well, I'm seeing lots of pathologists, epidemiologists, virologists, nothing out of the ordinary. Looks like exactly what we should expect from... Okay. Now I know this has to be a mistake. I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 7. 7 lab technicians. I only saw like 2 the whole time I was there. And I worked in the labs every single day. Where were these other 5 people?
You know, that's a good point. They might have fabricated some employees to cover how much they're really spending on something else.
But why? This is all internal, right? They don't need to hide anything if the people they're colluding with are seeing it too.
Things like financial reports are low security. They can hide a couple of things in there with little to no drawback if they get exposed. They could always blame it on oversights. Things like these files, though? Well, there's a reason they're encrypted.
Speaking of, any luck so far?
Some. I think I'm close to breaking through.
Awesome. Find anything interesting, Aaron?
Not yet. Just a lot more rocks.
What about you, Ezra?
Same here. Lots of rocks. I'm looking through some of their documents now, but it all looks impenetrable. Lots of jargon and symbols I don't understand.
Well, good luck. Hey, speaking of rocks, it looks like they're paying quite a few geologists. That's strange. What are they doing with geology? Could that be another way of covering up their spending?
Maybe, but I wouldn't count on it. It'd be hard to fabricate a whole department.
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, they're lumped in here with all their scouts. Oh, you're in here too,
Raimi, I'm pretty sure that I'm very close to finishing up all these files. So you come over here and maybe drop these files and not look at them ever again.
Bartholomew Smith.
Yes, my name is...
Your name is Bort.
Yeah.
With an O, not an A.
Yeah.
Bort.
Now you understand why I go by my last name.
Wait, Bartholomew D. Smith? What does the D stand for?
Deacon. Stands for Deacon.
Deacon? That's such a cool name. Why don't you go by that? Did you really never consider...
I'll get back to the files.
Hey, Raimi. You said they had geologists working with them?
Yeah, about 10 according to the report. Why?
A little strange, isn't it? Why would the geologists be with the scouts? Why would they be employed anyway? What's Asclepius doing with geologists?
I don't know, that's a good... No, Ezra!
Be on the lookout for files regarding the Hollow Earth. They might be thinking about making communities in there. That's really gonna get the reptilians riled up.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye out.
We got through, Raimi. Cracked it. I'm looking through them now.
Tell him to specifically study anything about geology.
Okay, but only because I think it's weird too. Hey, Deacon, Ezra says to look through the files regarding their geologist.
Got it.
I think I'm done with these financial records. Not a lot of oddities. Let's see, more financial reports. More financial reports? More financial reports! Oh hey, here are those specs for the phones, Deacon.
You're just gonna call me that from now on, aren't you?
Yep. Anyway, you were right. These are exactly the same. There's no difference between the 5K, the 5, let alone the 4, and the prime. Wait, they switch from words to numbers? This makes no sense. Wait, prime wasn't even their first model? It was the Apollo Alpha? What?
Sorry to cut you off mid-rant, but I found some info about these geologists.
Anything about the Hollow Earth?
Ezra wants to know if there's anything about the Hollow Earth.
No. But they do mention something called Forecast.
What's Forecast?
Can't tell. The earliest mention I have of it dates to... this August. August 6th.
That was back when we first found the bunker.
You don't think.
Ezra, quick, give me some word on the papers around you. A specific one.
Try quartz.
Deacon, search for any mention of the word quartz.
Got it. Oh.
Oh? Why? Oh.
There are a few mentions of it. One of which is in a transcript of your broadcast.
Jesus. And the others?
The files in the forecast folder.
Can you open those files up?
Sure thing. Ah, damn, some of them are still encrypted. The only one I can open is a 3-page document. It's a scam. These aren't documents Asclepius made themselves.
Does it look complete?
No. It looks like...
Like it starts in the middle of something?
Yes.
God damn it.
What's the matter?
A lot of the documents from the bunker are missing pages. If we can match something from the bunker to this document, that means...
They stole the pages. Jesus Christ.
Right from under our noses. When was that scan made? Can you tell?
It looks like it was made August 7th.
Sure didn't waste any time then, huh?
They have to want something with those rocks then. I guess you were right, Ezra. There's something we don't know about those rocks.
I'll gather as much of the stuff here as I can. We'll meet you back at the station.
Me too, Raimi. See you soon.
This is heavy. That means they were coming out here as soon as... Oh my god, I can't believe it. How did they get out here? It had to be by plane, right?
Right. It's the only thing that would get them here that quickly.
Keep looking through those files, specifically for stuff about their planes. Jesus. You said they were listening to us for how long?
Since June of last year.
They might have even been listening since before then. God, this is crazy.
I have a hit on the planes. Maintenance work, monthly, since at least 2031, it looks like.
2031? But I thought they only became a company after everything had fallen apart. They sure as hell didn't exist when I left home in 2032. Right? They couldn't have.
Look through those financial reports again. See how far they go back. I'll keep looking through the... Oh, god damn it, more encryption.
Can you break it?
I should be able to. Might take a while. It's supposed to be bad to encrypt it this much.
Let's see... 2036, 2036, 2035, 2034, 2034, 2035, 2033, 2030. This report is from 2030. They couldn't have existed then, right? They just couldn't have.
Is that the earliest they go?
Looks like it. So they've been around longer than everyone thought. Damn it, this is bad, but it's not enough. Not changing their phone design, existing longer than we thought, and having some geologist on their payroll won't be enough to get people to rise up against them. They could still spin that. We need something big.
Do these reports say when they were founded? If we can link them to some major event, that would be hard to spin based on everything else. Oh, no!
What's wrong?
The computer crashed.
Can you fix it?
It just needs to be turned back on, but it might have corrupted everything. We'll lose it all.
Why did it crash?
Maybe it was a failsafe built into the encryption? I don't know.
It might take us about 40 minutes.
Did we just...
What?
We just left the cabin.
We opened the door and...
Yeah, fuck it. We'll deal with it later. Sit down over there and look through those files. See if anything lines up.
Will do.
Okay, it's starting back up.
What? Why? Is that bad?
No. Everything's open. Decrypted. We have free reign.
You broke through? I thought it crashed.
It did. But I don't know. It looks like we have everything.
In that case... Here, go through some of these. See if you can find the missing pages.
Got it.
We miss anything?
Well, the computer crashed, but apparently that's better now. We also found out that Asclepius was around as early as 2030. We can't do anything with that, though.
Can we do anything with this?
What is it?
Some stock info. Name and sector change. Or something like that? I don't know. But it shows they weren't always called Asclepius.
Let's see. Angisha? Does that name sound familiar to anyone?
Nope.
No.
I can barely remember anything.
Hey, Deacon. Search for Angisha.
I'm still not used to you calling me that.
So, it says Angisha changed its name to Asclepius in 2025, but not how long they existed before that. Does say they were government contractors, though, but not what they were doing.
I think I know where to find our answer.
What is it?
There's a ton of hits for Angisha in here. Hundreds. Maybe more than 1,000.
What are they about?
I don't know. Lots of stuff. Too much. This might be every file they ever had.
Look specifically around the time of the name change. 2025.
You got it. A lot of internal memos and stuff. Nothing worth. Caduceus 2022, 2026. big folder.
What's caduceus?
Let's find out. Folders, trials, patients, outlines, a bunch of reports organized by year. Looks like it might have been a drug they were testing. Let's check out the trials. Start at the beginning. Looks like work with a waterborne pathogen.
Anything else?
Nothing too bad. Huh, wait, this is odd. Symptoms include bloody nose, nausea, headaches, paranoia, distemper, memory loss.
That sounds like... Check the last report!
You got it.
No way.
Two-year infection, waterborne, paranoia, distemper, memory loss? That's Virilia! They can't be. The first death was in 2026. They have records from 2022. They knew about it since then.
Sure seems like it. This is it. Our smoking gun. We have a case now. They can't get around this. This is direct evidence that they... Well, that they're hiding something more, at least. We have them cornered. And the more info we can get from... Oh. God damn it, not again!
What's wrong?
The computer crashed again.
Can you fix it?
No. Smell that?
Is that... from the computer?
Something fried. We can't turn that back on again, or not soon anyway.
Are the files safe?
They should be, but if not, I have a backup card with the same files.
I think we're set, then. We have a real case against them.
I think you're right, but what do we do now?
Well, we have to tell everyone, right?
But how? They're in charge of everything over there. We can't get this info there under their noses.
There aren't any back channels? You said not everyone is happy with them. Surely there's a group we can team up with.
They're strictly monitored. We run a serious risk of getting caught if we go out looking for them.
I have an idea.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I really think it's gonna work. Can't risk it getting out, though. Sorry, listeners, I know you've probably been anxious throughout all of this, but don't worry. We have enough evidence to really tear them down. We won't let them get away with this. You'll hear from us soon. Very soon. Until then, we're gonna go dark. You won't hear from us for a few weeks, but when you do, I promise it'll all be good news. Until then, be safe, be strong, be alive.
Freed is a Paper Trail Studios production, written by Casey Lee, Ryan Young, and Michael Bartocci. Starring Hitheru Bedoya as Raimi, Julian Sobejana as Esra, Bradley Fernandez as Bartholomew Deacon Smith, and Lila Jackson as Aaron. The background music was by the brothers Cruz Garcia and Ryan Young. Follow us at Freed Radio on Twitter or freedpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also email us at freedpodcast@gmail.com. Or hey, leave us a voicemail at 209-8-FREED-0. That's 209-837-3330. We'd love to hear from you. If you like Freed and wanted to make us happy, you can bribe us for friendship by rating and reviewing us on iTunes or Stitcher. It's a guaranteed entry into our close circle of friends. Today's sponsor is you, our listening community, whose art, support, friendship, and feedback we value and take to heart.